Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, you've been busy. Well, I've been down at the Senior Bowl and the Super Bowl. I see you had Charlie Sanders in here and taking over the set here.
Look, I talk to Hall of Famers, okay? But I'll spend a little time with you, too.
Well, thank you for dumbing down to my level.
I also talk to Super Bowlers, too.
Well, obviously, there's a little bit to talk about today. Yesterday, obviously, the news came out. Titus Young in the news one more time. Released by the Lions. Good move, bad move?
Well, it's the move that had to be made for a lot of reasons. Like, as of, you know, the game 10 against Green Bay, I wrote then that he would never play again in Detroit if it was up to me, and he's not. And I don't disagree with Martin Mayhew releasing Titus Young, but I've said this, I wrote it at DetroitLions.com in another column this week. I just would have waited. I'd have made him, you know, let him sit. Then I would have waited until the last pick, you know, that you could trade for in the draft on April 27th. I mean, you're going to be at the Combine in February, the owners' meetings in March, and, you know, tensions calm and opinions, they may not change a lot, but even if it's only a sixth-round draft pick, you know, I would have done everything I could to trade Titus Young.
Well, I think two reasons why it was a good move to do it now, and I think we both can agree that Titus Young has been an embarrassment.
That's the other part of it, too.
It was embarrassing 2 weeks ago when he was on Twitter and some of the rants that he had, and so you hang on to him. I think you open yourself up there to maybe being embarrassed again. Second part, to me at least, is I think 31 teams realized that he was never going to play for the Lions again when he went off on Twitter and said the things that he did a couple weeks ago. And I think if you're one of those teams, why am I going to give up something for a guy that I know is going to be on the market? And I know what you're going to say.
Because you're going to get him for a cheap price. He's got the minimum salaries. The signing bonus has been paid. You've got salary control for a second or third receiver, you know, for 2 years. And yeah, and sure, they know you're going to deal him. They know you're going to cut him, but you don't know who else is going to go for him. So you get him for next to nothing. Fifth round pick, sixth round pick. Is he worth that in terms of a talent? Darn right he is. The guy has talent. Let's face it. But when he starts telling people, and not, look, I don't care what he said to his high school coach that I'm better than Calvin, but when you're downstairs in that locker room spouting off, telling guys that you're the best receiver on that team, you're out of your mind.
So why would a team risk a fifth round pick, sixth round pick, to put a guy like that in their locker room? I know he's talented, and I agree with you, he is. But I think if you're going to make that type of commitment, if you're going to take that chance, I don't think you do it by giving up a draft pick. I think you do it by the waiver process or hoping that you can sign him via free agency.
A team has already given up a second-round draft pick for him based on his with some issues, and that was the Detroit Lions.
Sure.
So teams take chances on players all the time. It's a question of value, risk, reward, and you try to balance it, and sometimes it gets out of whack. Look, guys like Albert Haynes with multiple teams. Dante Stallworth, multiple teams. Randy Moss, three teams in 1 year. Talent trumps everything in pro sports, and Titus Young has talent. And at the end of the process, you might get down to before the compensatory picks, pick number 240 or whatever it is on April 27th, and look at each other and say, well, we tried. Titus, goodbye.
I think we could agree to disagree on that. I just don't think
I'm not going to agree to disagree. I just got to disagree.
I just don't think it was worth the potential embarrassment moving forward, not knowing what would come out of that.
That's the other thing, too. And if I'm the owner of this franchise, and like I've said this before, I think the Fords are as embedded in their community as any owners of any sports franchise in the world, and I'd get sick of hearing the cracks about it if I were them. And, yeah, that's one reason I would do it, because I'm sick of hearing it.
Well, Lions fans won't have to hear about it anymore. Titus Young,
right,
released by the team on
Let's
Monday.
Talk about the Thunderbirds and the Fusions and the football team and forget Titus Young.